Thank you very much for coming. Have a great night. Oh, well, hello, sir. Just sit down at this table right here. I'll be right back out to get your order. Yeah. Doesn't seem like there's anyone else here tonight. Kind of boring not having the store all filled up. But it's kind of peaceful at the same time. Oh, you like it that way? I can see where you're coming from. Now sit tight, I'll be right back. What would you like? A frozen mocha with extra whipped cream? Coming right up, sir. Okay, here's your drink. Thanks for the wait. The milk machine was broken, so we had to go with, a milk alternative. Could you maybe, like, list me any allergies to make sure that you can have this kind of milk? What kind of milk is it? Oh, don't worry. It's, one of our backups. Trust me, unless you're allergic to it, it's not gonna do you any harm at all. Actually, I would argue that it's even better than normal milk. And a lot more thicker and creamier than almond or coconut milk. Okay, so it doesn't seem like you have any notable allergies, which is a great thing. So, make sure to enjoy your mocha, and thank you so much for choosing our Starbucks today. Huh? What's that? Oh, that's just a wet spot on my apron. It must have splattered on there when I was putting the milk in. Oh, you just noticed the apron, huh? Well, yeah. Most of the special girls here wear what, well, most would call a naked apron. We literally wear nothing underneath. It's usually used to charm the men who stop by here. Do you like it? It's more of a see but don't touch sort of thing. So you can see the front and the back, but you can't touch. That's against the Starbucks policies. And you wouldn't want to get in trouble now, would you? Also, sir, I can see that. So, please make sure to cover that up. It's quite improper to have a boner in the restaurant. Anyway, will that be all, sir? Are you really that crazy about knowing where the milk comes from? I assure you, sir, it's all natural. It doesn't have any weird chemicals, toxins, or synthetic materials in it. It's almost like normal cow's milk, or goat's milk. Oh, well, I told you, sir. I had a little bit of a milk splash on my, apron. I know it's quite coincidental that it would appear right on my, well, you know. Wait. Are you insinuating that the milk comes from... Oh my goodness, you fucking perv. No, we don't do that here. What makes you think that we do? You saw a meme on the internet about girls wearing promiscuous outfits in Starbucks? I never heard of this meme before. Where did you find it? Oh, on Twitter? Yeah, of course, all of the degenerates are there, right? Of course they'd come up with some fantasy like this. Well, technically they do have it half right. We do have a bit of a special setup at late night. What time is it again? Like, 11 p.m. We make sure to have all the proper waitresses wait on customers in the earlier hours of the day because, well, kids do happen to come in here with their parents too. Don't ask why. I mean, coffee isn't really for kids, but we do have other things that kids can drink too. So, yeah. Oh yeah, not to mention we do have the pastries. So, I guess that's why they come here too. But trust me, you're not gonna find any kid coming into a restaurant at like midnight. Just people like you, who come here to have a midnight frappe or mocha or frappuccino. And it's our job to sort of enrich their eyes with a bit of eye candy. What, you don't believe me? So you actually think I milked my boobs for your coffee milk? Sir. Huh? Oh goodness! Oh! Fuck! I didn't know they were still leaking. Excuse me, sir. I'm very sorry for the improperness. This tends to happen to me every now and then. They do leak. I mean, girl-related issues, you know. But. Fine. Fuck, I guess the gig is up. Yes, that meme that you saw on Twitter was 100% correct. We do use breast milk for your coffees. You think it tastes better than normal milk? Well, yeah, didn't I tell you? Well, no, sir, I'm afraid you can't touch them. Besides, I barely know you. Also, it's against restaurant regulations. Sir, a tip is not gonna win me over. Especially not a tip that's that small. Again, sir, you can't really win me over with a tip. But that is a generous tip. But I'll pass, thank you. Wait, are you serious? That much? But sir, wouldn't that be too much for you? Not that I'm insinuating anything, of course. You just don't look like the type of guy that can write off these kind of checks. You're rich? So you can just give it to me? Fuck, what do I do? It's so much money. Plus, I need to pay off my student loans. Fuck, this is so... Not to mention my car note. But fuck, this would pay it all off in full. But... I'm not that type. I don't usually do stuff like this. This is unorthodox, even for me. Fuck, I know I'm a pervert too, to some extent. I mean, I wouldn't be working here if I wasn't. But... goodness. What does he plan on doing with me? Do I take the offer? He wouldn't do anything weird with me, would he? Should I take the risk? I do have a can of pepper spray and a phone in my pocket just in case he tries something. So maybe I should take the risk. Fuck, I feel like such a whore doing this. But I'll never do this again. This is the only time I'll accept an offer like this. Oh yes, sir. Sorry for keeping you. Yes, I have come to a decision. I'll accept your offer. But you weren't planning on doing anything weird. Sure, you can touch, but just don't do anything other than that, okay? Thank you so much, sir. Here. No, the cameras won't catch us. We're actually at an angle in the store where there's no cameras pointing into our direction. So we're both safe. You said that you wanted to touch them, right? So I'll let you. Just don't have too much fun with them. I'll slip one out for you. Here. Don't squeeze it too hard. For sensitive. Fuck. Oh no. Oh no, don't squeeze my nipples. No. Oh fuck, that's so sensitive. Please, your hands are really strong. Really strong. Oh goodness. Oh fuck, your hand is so strong. You like the feeling of my breast? It's soft and squishy and firm feeling. You fucking perv. But thank you for the compliment. You want to feel both breasts? But fine. Here. Oh goodness. Not so hard, sir, please. I don't want anyone else to hear us. It doesn't look like there's anyone else in the store, but you never know. Fuck. God. No, fuck, you seem to be having a really fun time squeezing my breast. Wait, could you what? Oh fuck. Oh god. Oh fuck, you suck in my breast. You didn't tell me you would suck them. Fuck. What are you? Are you into that kind of stuff? Fuck, I'm lactating again. Sir, stop. Please. You're gonna drive me wild if you keep doing that. Yeah. Fuck. Oh god, my breast. Oh fuck, you're leaking out. Oh, what the hell? We didn't agree to you sucking my breast, just fondling them. And now look, my apron's all in a mess. What are you doing? Why did you just pull your dick out? This is not the place to do that kind of thing. And we definitely didn't agree on that one. Sir, you really have to leave. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to call my manager. Fuck. His dick looks so huge. It's gotta be at least 8-9 inches, and it's throbbing and leaking with pre-cum. Oh, it looks so suckable. But I must resist it. How the fuck, I've always dreamt of sucking a guy's huge dick. But not like this. Wait, sir, are you writing out another check? But you just gave me a tip. There's no need for that, please. But this is twice as much as last time. Sir, you can't just simply buy me off. I'm not just some piece of meat, okay? Oh my goodness, that's twice as much as that. Fuck, I can't believe I'm doing this. Fine, I'll take this too. I don't know whether or not to say thank you, considering what you want me to do for it. I'll do it, but just this once. At least you helped me pay off my student loan and card note. I'll give you that at least. So, maybe you are deserving of a little satisfaction. Not to mention this irresistible looking cock. Just don't look at me directly in the eyes. We're not a couple or anything. Trembling. Such a huge dick. I can feel it throbbing in my hands. Oh, fuck, this is actually kind of hot. Here I go. Fuck, it's so huge. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I can't believe I'm sucking this guy's dick. This is so unlike me, but why am I so driven by his dick? The size of it, the girth of it. I don't even have it all in my mouth and already it's reaching down in my throat. I bet this fucking perv is liking this, isn't he? It's not like I'll ever tell him, but I'm actually kind of liking this myself. And at least he's good looking. He's not like some old perverted man. He's nice and jacked, and not to mention all the money he just gave me. But I hope he doesn't get the wrong idea. I'm not his obedient little kitty. Just because he paid me those two huge tips. You seem like you're really enjoying this. Is this my first blowjob? What do you even ask that question? And no, it's not. But why should you care? Because it looks like I have experience. I mean, I kind of do, but it's none of your business anyway. Shut up. I don't like your dick. I'm just sucking it out of gratitude, that's all. Hey, what are you doing? Holy fuck. He's throat fucking me. Fuck, I'm barely able to breathe. God, this is actually kind of odd. Oh, I'm getting so wet. No, I can't be actually enjoying this. Fuck. Oh fuck, what is he doing? He's just leaving it stuck in my throat. God, I can barely breathe. Fuck, I think I'm gonna come just from this alone. God, if he sees me come, he'll know I'm a pervert. He'll know I'm a pervert too. Fuck, I can't breathe. Oh God. Oh God, he's coming down my throat. He's gonna force me to drink it all, but he just keeps shooting. Fuck, I can't swallow it all. So much. Oh fuck. Fuck, I regurgitated a little bit of it. Fuck, this is so gross. So much cum. Fuck, now I'm not even being choked by his dick, I'm being choked by his cum too. Fuck, he's gonna make me cum again. Oh fuck, I came again. Oh God. There. I swallowed it all, you pervert. Well, not all of it. There's still a little bit on the floor. Fuck, I've never seen a man who comes so much. Why don't you come and work here yourself? You could provide the store with a lot of milk. No. That's it, right? No more. Another check? And it's double the last one. You want to stick your dick in me? You want to fuck me? But sir, what? With all that cum, you definitely make me pregnant. You have a condom? Fine. I'll bend over on this table for you. No, just get this over with already. Before my manager comes out and notices what's going on. Even though I have more than enough money to just quit my job now. There. You can stick it in me, but be gentle. This is like the second time I've had sex, and the first time it wasn't with a dick so that was so huge. Oh goodness. Oh fuck, it's going in. Oh god, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe I'm having sex with a total stranger. Fuck, it's going in so deep. I'm gonna go to the Oh God, oh God, I can feel this condom feeling up in my stomach. Oh fuck, my whole body feels numb. I can barely move. Oh God. Fuck, I've been completely dominated by his huge dick. Oh fuck, you come stripping off that condom in my pussy. Oh, fuck, you made me come like 3 times. Fuck, I need to clean all of this up now. I'm really happy that you didn't actually pump all of that into me. I would have been pregnant with your baby by now. Those... You know what? Fuck it. I'll admit. That was the best sex I've ever had. And it was with a complete stranger pervert like you. And you've given me enough money to the point that I don't even have to work for the next couple of years. Maybe this wasn't such a bad job to take up. I don't know what to say. Do I want to come to your house? I still don't know you that much, but... I mean, since we've done all of this... Maybe we'd be more like friends with benefits. I wouldn't call you my boyfriend. Not at all right now. But... Fine. I'll call you then. And... Thank you for the money and, well, the pleasure too. I just hope no one else actually saw this except for us. It's kind of rare that you see this sort of thing wide open in a restaurant, but fortunately no one else is in here, and I don't think anyone else would be in here tonight. It's way too late. We usually get barely anyone at this time. But once I get the energy to, I'll get up and mop this up. I'll just tell the boss that it's a milk spill, that's all. Yeah. Nice meeting you too. Yeah, I guess I'll talk to you later, Vin. Bye. God, look at all of this mess. Fuck. How much is this? Like... $90,000? This is insane. Oh fuck, I'm dizzy. You fucked me so hard, I can still feel my insides throbbing. Oh, fuck, I gotta find the strength to stand up. Let me head over to the bathroom and clean up. I'm not gonna lie, but I kind of like that guy. He's so hot. He knows how to fuck me so well, and his dick is so huge, and... well, I'm not a gold digger or anything, but holy fuck. I guess I'll give him a call later. Maybe. Well, up to the bathroom I go.